We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. We knew yesterday that nail salons in L.A. County would be able to let customers inside sometime in the next few days. Now we know they can do that right now at 25% capacity. Health officials have released their staggered schedule for allowing more reopenings. Card rooms will be able to resume outdoor operations on Monday, but no food or drink can be served. An indoor shopping malls can open their doors again on Wednesday, also with limited capacity. There have been more than 30 new coronavirus deaths in L.A. County, pushing the death toll above 6,600, and there are more than 1,100 new infections.
Orange County reporting 158 new cases, 7 additional deaths, and there's been a recent small spike in cases.
The increase in cases per 100,000 residents kept the county from moving into the next less restrictive tier of the state's COVID-19 reopening framework. Dr. Matthew Zahn is with the Orange County Healthcare Agency.
It is really, broadly in the community.
He noted that they are reaching out and talking to every person who tests positive
to find out what's sort of potential exposures they could have had in the community. Whatever contacts they have, we are then reaching out to those contacts to make sure they understand the situation and review all of the information. So I'm pretty comfortable where we are in terms of investigating these events, and there really isn't one event, situation, thing that has led to an increase in cases. We've just seen an uptick over time.
Dr. Zahn says it is a reminder that everybody needs to remain vigilant. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Magic Kingdom may become magical again. The state is expected to issue guidelines in the next few days for the reopening of theme parks like Disneyland. Orange County CEO Frank Kim says he's confident it's a safe move.
Disney has opened all of their other worldwide theme parks, and they have quite a bit of experience doing that in areas like Florida and Tokyo and China and France, etc.
Kim says Orange County health officials have been working with both Disneyland and the state to smooth the way for theme parks to reopen their gates.
And again, repeating the news, Doc Rivers, going to the Philadelphia 76ers, was fired by the Clippers Monday after 7 seasons here.
The first crop of L.A. County Sheriff's deputies equipped with body cams will be using them on patrol tonight.
An important step forward and a historic moment for the department. That's how Sheriff Alex Villanueva describes it.
Every class will have 60 to 80 people in it, and I think they're going to be doing about 200 odd a week till we get the first 5 stations fully outfitted with the cameras.
Those stations are Century, Industry, Lakewood, Lancaster, and West Hollywood. Compton and East LA will get cameras later. The department plans to deploy more than 5,200 cameras over the next year and a half. This is something that's been in the works for years. Last month, county supervisors transferred more than $25 million to the department to cover the first year of the program.
For years, we've seen countless instances of police violence caught on tape, whether from body-worn cameras or bystander cell phone footage. So we know that the presence of a camera does not necessarily prevent violence.
But Supervisor Janice Hahn said body-worn cameras can help increase transparency, oversight, and accountability. The county's inspector general finds the department's body camera policy may give deputies too much discretion in deciding when to use them, with no real accountability for failing to do so. Deputies are encouraged to watch video footage before filing reports, raising grave concerns from the public defender, and the policy prohibits routine audits to identify potential misconduct. Claudia Pescuta, on X, 1070 News Radio.
New study on the cost of renting an apartment here in L.A. and other big cities reveals a softening market for landlords.
Blame it on the pandemic. Rents across Southern California are dropping, and fast.
Rents in Los Angeles down 6%. Rents in San Diego down 1%. This recession is hitting people hard, and that's being reflected in lower rental demand, and the prices are falling.
Igor Popov speaking with KNX, chief economist at apartmentlist.com. He says it's the high-end rentals that got hit first.
Some of the priciest markets are the ones with the steepest rent declines right now, places like LA and San Francisco.
In fact, it is San Francisco for California that holds the record right now of the steepest rent declines, nearly 18% since the start of the pandemic. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Every medical organization has been urging Americans to get flu shots, and it turns out the month of October may be the best month to be vaccinated. Dr. Richard Webby from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital tells KNX families should get this year's newly reformulated flu vaccine now to receive full protection.
Once you get the flu shot, it takes your body about 2 weeks to really build up immunity following that immunization. So again, considering the fact we don't really know what to expect, we don't know if it's going to be an early flu season, a late flu season, or potentially no flu season, it makes sense to go and get the vaccine and get it now.
Dr. Webby also warns Californians are as vulnerable during flu season despite our mild weather compared to other parts of the nation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.